Well, good evening, everyone. It is Writer for God with Seeds for Life. Hey, I wanted to check in with you, and let's start out this little segment on fasting about what fasting is not. You know, how many times have we heard, I'm going to fast my TV. I'm going to fast, we can fast our, favorite candy bar. We can fast our favorite meal. We can fast going to our favorite restaurant. Blah, 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 blah. We can fast social media. We can fast, Facebook. I mean, heaven forbid somebody tried to fast Facebook for more than 24 hours. They'd probably have a breakdown and need to fast because they were fasting Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's ridiculous. What is this obsession? We are obsessed. Even in the church, is obsessed with these worldly things. And so fasting is not any of this. Fasting is not any of that. Fasting is abstaining from physical nourishment, period. End of subject. That means that you push the plate away and you don't have any food on that plate. That is what fasting is, true biblical fasting. We need to get back as the church. We need to get back to the basics. Let's stop playing church and start actually being the church so that we can actually start walking in some power and authority as we should be. And the only way to do that is to get back to doing things the way Adonai Elohim, our creator, our God, instructed us to do. We need to know the instructions. And so tomorrow we're going to go through some scripture about fasting. We're going to see some great examples of fasting in the scriptures, and we're going to break them down, and we're going to be able to apply them to our life. As believers, fasting should be an integral part of our lives. Because if you want to walk in power and you want to walk in authority, you're not going to get it through a 5-step program, a 10-step program, a 40-step program. You're going to get it on your face, in quiet time, in prayer and instruction, and in fasting. That is how you gain time with the Father. You separate yourself. You, on purpose, take time to separate yourself from the world and from food, physical nourishment, and you dedicate that time to our Heavenly Father. That is how you get understanding of the scripture, wisdom, knowledge, and all of these things, and yes, power and authority. So it is an integral part of a believer's life and something that the church has gotten away from. And we must return to true biblical teaching. So join me tomorrow as we break down some scriptures. And remember this: if you have a pulse, you have a purpose. Find out what it is, and you will be happy. Shalom.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.